Welcome to our weekly devotion. I'm looking at Nehemiah right now, and I've been really moved this time reading through Nehemiah, and I wanted to look at a couple parts of chapter 4, if you want to turn to Nehemiah chapter 4. Now, they were being threatened. Remember, Nehemiah is sent back to help rebuild the wall, and he'd heard that Jerusalem was still in shambles, and he was greatly troubled and distressed, and the king noticed this and asked him why. And he said, because the city of his forefathers was in ruins and the temple of God was destroyed. And so he was sent back by the king to help rebuild Jerusalem. And the first thing to do is to build the wall so that you have defense. And so while they're building the wall, they're threatened. And their adversaries say, this is 4 verse 11, they will neither know nor see anything till we come into their midst and kill them and cause the work to cease. And so their enemies are threatening them, not with overt attacks that they could see coming, but to secretly do it while they're asleep, or maybe when they're busy working and they're not paying attention to defending themselves. It'd be quite a task to build a stone wall that can be defensive. And so you'd be busy and occupied, and they would come into their midst and murder them. And so Nehemiah in verse 13 positions men behind the lower parts of the wall, the openings, and set the people according to their families with their swords and spears and their bows. And so that they have to both guard and work. And he says in verse 14, do not be afraid of them. Remember the Lord, great and awesome, and fight for your brethren, your sons, your daughters, your wives, and your houses. So he doesn't tell them, well, trust in your military might. But he also doesn't just ignore the need for defense. He prepares them by having them ready and learning how to fight. They are, so to speak, putting on their armor. But he's also telling them, don't be afraid of their enemies. Remember the Lord. And that's where our peace comes from, and also our confidence in knowing that the enemies won't succeed. And so I thought this is a great picture of a spiritual truth for us Christians, that we too are to put on the armor of God. We've been given that armor by God for a purpose, and we're not to neglect it. And our confidence is not in our own ability to put on that armor. Our confidence is in God who gave us the armor. And that's the same, it's a picture of the same truth that we're taught. And now if we go forward to Nehemiah chapter 5, Nehemiah had to confront some of the others for taking usury from their brothers and sisters and enslaving them and putting them into debt. And so he confronted them on that. And what he says is, what you're doing is not good. This is 5 verse 9. What you're doing is not good. But then he brings it back to the fear of God. Should you not walk in the fear of God because of the reproach of the nations, our enemies? And so he brings them back to remembering the fear of God. And a lot of times, I think maybe every time that we sin, we've stopped fearing God. We disconnect the consequence, the day you eat, you'll surely die, from our actions. And I love how Nehemiah puts those so closely together. What you're doing is not right. You should fear God. And then, chapter 5, but he's describing himself. And he's talking about how he didn't take more than he was supposed to. He didn't really even take what he was offered as governor. Instead, he made sure to provide for everyone. And the food given to him, he made sure to give to others so that everyone was able to be fed. And he brings that back in his life in verse 15. He says, the former governors who were before me laid burdens on the people and took from them bread and wine besides 40 shekels of silver. Yes, even their servants born to rule over the people. But I did not do so because of the fear of the Lord. So Nehemiah's concern here is not just nostalgia to rebuild his people's city or a temple where his people worshiped. It's because of the fear of the Lord. That really guides his personality and explains so much about him. And when he is encouraging others to do what is right, he encourages them to fear the Lord. The enemies who are attacking him have no fear of the Lord. And because of that, they will be brought to destruction, and they don't need to worry about them. So let's take a spiritual picture of that for ourselves and our need to put on the armor of God and our need to fear God and do what is right, because this is what brings glory to the Lord.